Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, cuties. This is Danielle. Thank you so much for joining us. This is actually just a small preview of our Patreon exclusive episode. You can hear the entire episode starting with a $3 membership on Patreon. See the link in the show notes. Love you, mean it. This case that I'm going to tell you is terrible. It is awful. There is no good things about it. It is a child sexual assault and murder. There is also a brief mention of suicide as well. So let me tell you about Riley Fox. So the Fox family called Wilmington home for generations. Kevin is the dad and he has an older brother named Chad. And they basically like rode their bikes there. They fished there. They graduated from the only high school. And Chad was like, I'm out. Want to go to the big city. And Kevin's like, nope, I'm like a small town boy. And I couldn't imagine living anywhere else. So he stayed. Yeah. And so Kevin, he's really skinny and blonde, and he's just, at the time when he's in high school, he's very gentle-natured, and he meets this very impulsive girl who just kind of takes him by storm, and her name is Melissa Rossi, and that eventually becomes his wife. And the Rossi family, whose mom is Sandy, and the kids are Melissa, Tony, Eddie, and Mike, they moved to Wilmington when Melissa was in third grade because her dad, who was a fisherman, I thought that was interesting, he had cancer, and he decided that he wanted to spend time, his last time on earth, basically in a peaceful place along the river. So that's why they chose it there.
Yeah. Sounds like Wilmington would be that.
Be the perfect place.
Yeah.
So then basically Melissa first sees Kevin at like a high school volleyball game and she's got like bad bitch energy and she can tell that he's really shy and she goes up to him and she's like, would you want to go to homecoming with me?
Oh, and okay. She knows what she wants and she gets it.
This is the first time she's seen him. Not even
like...
Oh,
that's like, bald, honey.
No, she walks up to him and is like, do you want to go to homecoming? And so Kevin says later, quote, I guess we were going out on a limb, but it turned out that she was the one. So their relationship evolves quickly. Kevin starts college at Illinois State University. Melissa then, who was 18 at the time, gets pregnant with their son, Tyler. And at the time of this incident that takes place, Tyler is 6 years old and is basically a spitting image of Kevin. Mm-hmm. And Kevin, who's in college, he's 20. He is really overwhelmed by being a student, having a wife, you know, or at that time they were dating. And so then they break up for a little bit, and he says they were really young, it was really scary, but he knew he was meant to be with Melissa, and so he realized that he needed to, like, take responsibility for his kid, he quit school, and they move in together. Then 3 years later, in 2000, Kevin goes to work as a union painter, and Melissa's a waitress. They get married, and Kevin takes on fatherhood, like, in a way that no one had even seen. His mom said he was, like, an amazing dad and said that he had, like, changed more diapers and fed and bathed the kids way more than, like, the average father.
I love that.
Yes. So he, after, a year after they get married, they add a daughter to the family, Riley Ann Fox. She's born March 31st, 2001. She's described as an apple-cheeked princess with a pile of light brown hair. She's fucking adorable.
Aww.
I don't think I've ever seen a cuter kid, and I have a child.
Aww.
She's adorable. So she is really known around town as intelligent. She loves Dora the Explorer. She is the kind of girl that goes and, like, picks out her own flower girl dress for
Chad.
Love
that.
Yeah, Chad is getting married, the older brother. She's the flower girl. She picks out herself, and then she, like, curtsies in the mirror.
So,
like,
cute.
Very demure. Gotta check it out. She adores her father. They did everything together. Kevin actually puts a side cart on his bicycle so they could, like, ride around town together.
Cute.
So if you saw Riley, you saw Kevin. If you saw Kevin, you saw Riley. They were thick as thieves. And basically, there was only, like, one time that Riley had, like, strayed away from the home to play with a friend. But outside of that, like, they were watchful eye. So the weekend of June 5th and 6th, 2004, Melissa leaves Wilmington. She goes to Chicago to participate in a breast cancer walk to honor her dad. That Saturday night, she stays at a campsite with friends in Skokie. I think that's how you say it. And this is really like her first night away from the kids, but she really wanted to honor her late father. And so she goes there. So Kevin also is in Chicago. He goes to a concert with a friend and one of Melissa's brothers, and he leaves Tyler and Riley with Melissa's mom, Sandy. And so he goes back from Chicago, picks the kids up at about 1 o'clock in the morning. He's exhausted. And so he's way too tired to like make up their beds like usual. When I'm too tired to make up my own damn bed. So he basically lays them down in the living room on the couch and then puts Tyler on a chair with like a footstool.
That's like, I have slept on the couch many a night.
Many a night.
Did not have the capacity to get up and go to my own bed.
Especially he's exhausted and then these two kids and you're like, I'm just gonna lay you right here.
Yeah. You're doing just fine. You're sound asleep.
Yep, you're fine. You'll be fine. He locks the front door and he goes to his room. He's not really able to sleep at first, which I feel is like valid. Like you get home and you're really tired, but you're like still up a little bit. So he like makes a snack. He watches TV and he goes to bed at about 2:30 in the morning.
Oof, it's a late night.
Yep. He also turns on a fan because the house does not have air conditioning. And I was like, hot.
And it's June. Yeah.
Yep. So he plans to take the kids to Chicago in the morning to meet Melissa at the finish line of the race. A little bit before 8 o'clock in the morning, Tyler comes into Kevin's room and he says every parent's worst nightmare. Riley is gone.
Hey cuties, and now it's Megan. Hope you enjoyed that quick little preview. You can catch the rest of this Patreon exclusive at the link in our show notes. Love you, mean it.